Chodesh El. This reminds me of what Mark Twain once said. Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Everybody talks about El, but we hardly seem to do anything about it. There's a fascinating story told about Reb Shimon Schwab Zatzal. When he arrived in America in December of 1936, he boarded the train in New York City. In Europe, where he came from, passengers on a train would take a seat and wait for the conductor to come around and collect the fare. But he didn't know that in New York, he was supposed to pay as soon as he boarded the train. So he took his seat, opened up a safe, and he waited. The driver turns around, he looks at him, and he says, "Mister, you forgot to pay." Reb Schwab was so engrossed in the safer, he didn't respond. Now, in a louder voice, the driver repeated himself, "Sir, you forgot to put a nickel in the box." Reb Schwab, oblivious to his surroundings, paid no attention to him. Now, all the passengers in the train turn to stare at Reb Schwab. The driver stops the train, he gets up, he walks over to his seat, and he points it and shouts at Reb Schwab, "Hey, mister, I mean you." In great embarrassment, he got up, he paid the fare, and returned to his seat. Feeling great shame, he got off at the next stop and he waited for the next train to arrive. Reb Schwab later said, "I was greatly ashamed and embarrassed by this incident, but I learned a tremendous life lesson from this driver." Whenever we learn a Dvar Halacha or read a statement of Chazal or hear Dvar Musar, we shouldn't think that it's referring to someone else. Like the bus driver in this story, Hashem is sending us a message. He's pointing at us and saying, "Hey, mister, I mean you." So what is El? The Mefarshim explain, El is like a very long Friday. 30 days of Erev Shabbos. Like the Gemara says, "Mi shetarach be'Erev Shabbos, yoichel b'Shabbos." Whoever toiled and prepared in Erev Shabbos reaps the benefits on Shabbos. The etymology of the word achana, to prepare, is from the word kanai, a receptacle. It's a kiyar ves kanai. Rosh Hashanah has so much potential, so much ashpa. Our blessings for the whole year is dependent on those 2 days. During El, we prepare our vessels. We prepare ourselves to become receptacles for bracha. But if a person doesn't have a kli, if we don't have vessels, come Rosh Hashanah, when all of the ashpas for the entire year come raining down, where are we going to put all of those brachas into? This is equivalent to a large supermarket that announces that one day next week, everything in the store will be 90% off. So those who have foresight, those who are smart, for a few days leading up to that day, they would gather as many bags as they can, disposable, reusable, any type, and make sure they have enough resources, enough money on the credit card to cover all of their purchases, and a big enough vehicle to transport all of their wares, so they can be fully stocked throughout the year. Then there are those who show up to the supermarket on that day, ill-prepared, they don't have enough money, no bags, and no vehicle to take home their purchases. So the entire month of Elul is the Achana to Rosh Hashanah. It's when we gather all of our vessels by making ourselves into a Kli Machzik Bracha, a worthy receptacle to receive all of those blessings that we will need for the entire year. Hashem can grant us all of His brachas in Rosh Hashanah. But if we don't have the vessels, how will we take them home with us in Rosh Hashanah? So how do we make ourselves a vessel to be Mekabel Bracha? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, one of the tasks, one of the ways to prepare in Chodesh El and be worthy of Bracha is to improve in the area of Bein Adam Lechavera, being sympathetic to those less fortunate. On Shabbos, we read about an Ir Nidachas, a city which the majority of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah. The Torah commands us to wipe out the entire city, men, women, and children, and we take all of their possessions to the center of the city and burn it all down. And the city may never be rebuilt again. And the Pasuk concludes, V'nasa lecha rachman. Hashem will place mercy upon those carrying out the execution of the Ir Nidachas. And the question is, they don't need rachman. Is the people being executed, they're the ones who are in need of mercy. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains that Hashem created humans with an inborn sense of decency and caring. Yidna Rachmana b'nei Rachmana. Through our lives, it is our mission to safeguard this feeling of care and compassion. However, when people continuously engage in cruel behaviors, especially murder, this innate decency will erode over time. So even though they were performing a mitzvah, demolishing an Ir Nidachas, the act itself was something that would ingrain within themselves a midah of violence and brutality. And that could lead them to commit even more acts of cruelty in the future. Therefore, says the Aruch Chaim, Hashem wanted to protect those who were involved in destroying the Erin Dachas with the bracha of Anasan Lecha Rachmam, so they will still retain their original sense of kindness, undiminished by the destruction of this wayward city. What an amazing idea from Baruch Chaim. If we want to be zoichet to receive Hashem's rachmim, Hashem rewards mida keneged mida. Then we should perform acts of kindness and compassion with others. And if we are noisa ba'olim chaveira, if we feel another person's pain, come Rosh Hashanah, we will become a worthy receptacle for Hashem's blessings. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.